What do you get when three comic and entertainment enthusiasts join together to discuss the topics that interest us all? Something that is truly larger than life. What's on the page?
On the screen.
And on our minds. Is front and center here on Larger Than Life with Dan Totora and co-hosts TJ Yeldon and Brian Yeldon.
Welcome here to Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora on largerthanlifedt.com and on the app largerthanlifedt.podbean.com/mobile. That's largerthanlifedt.podbean.com/mobile. Happy to be sharing with you today my conversation with Brian O'Halloran. Brian O'Halloran, who you know, obviously, from Clerks, as well as Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, so on and so forth. Clerks, the TV series, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and the upcoming Clerks 3 that will be on its way, as well as more from Brian O'Halloran, somebody who I feel very honored to have spent some time with. Great personality, great attitude, very down-to-earth and humble, and I now proudly share that conversation with you right now. With Brian O'Halloran, right here on Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora.
Going back all the way to the beginning, your first opportunity to be out there in film, your first work in film, just what you can say about that first opportunity and what that opportunity meant to you, what you remember about it.
Well, you know, I had been doing live theater for probably 3 years prior to auditioning for Kevin Smith at the First Avenue Playhouse in Highlands, New Jersey. Playhouse that I had worked at for the 3 years prior. And they had said these guys were renting this theater to hold auditions for a film, a comedy. And that's all I knew. So I came down and auditioned for that and got the part. When I got the part, we got to read the whole script. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was something that you would ever see, like, in a mass media type of film. But, you know, I definitely wanted to do it. It was a great experience. I think Kevin benefited the fact that, you know, a few of the people actually had done live theater, where you have to know the entire play in your head.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't be on stage and like, oh, wait, stop, cut, let's do it again in front of a live audience. So I think my memorizing skills was a benefit to him. And when shooting it, look, they were late nights. We all had real jobs, real 9-to-5 type of jobs. And we took over the store that Kevin really worked at from like 11 o'clock at night till 5 in the morning shooting. So we were all exhausted and stuff, but it was exhilarating doing it at the time. And then when it was done, it wasn't until like months later, because they took all summer to edit it, and they edited it old school way, where you took actual physical film, cut and paste, and put it together. By the time I saw a cut of it by like September, October, I was like, holy crap, this is pretty funny. It's funny how it all was put together.
Yeah.
They got a band of a friend of theirs to make the music for the first cut of the film, and it was really good. I thought it was a great time.
When you're in that experience of, instead of being on a movie set, you know, you're there, like you said, where Kevin Smith worked, what was that experience like, and what was the dynamic of that environment?
Well, then when you walk, you know, our next film was then Mallrats, produced by Universal. Now you were on a movie set at a live location with crew and all these people running around doing their tasks and stuff. It was very intimidating at first, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, you had people like Shannon Doherty in the cast and Jeremy London. These were established actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then other actors like Ben Affleck and also Jason Lee, who, that was his first film. It was just a great camaraderie. That's the thing about working on Kevin Smith's films. No matter how, like, daunting you think the task might be, he keeps the set very loose. We're very fun kind of crew and cast, and that's the thing about his comedies, is like the genuine people that he usually casts to be part of his productions.
When you look at the group, like you said, genuine people brought together by Kevin Smith, the friendships offset, what can you say about those?
What do you mean by the friendships offset?
Like, not just being close on set, working with...
Offset.
Yeah.
I stay in touch with Kevin. I see Jay all the time at these conventions, especially. The guys from his TV show, Comic Book Men, I see them almost once a week, especially during production. I'm only like 35 minutes north of that, of Kevin's comic book store in Red Bank, New Jersey. So I see those guys a lot. I still stay in touch with Rosario Dawson from Clerks, too. We converse via email and Twitter from time to time. And I'll call her on her birthday, things like that. And every time I've ran into ever Matt Damon or Ben Affleck, they've always been really cool. And they always ask about my theater, and they've really, you know, they really would love to do theater themselves, I have a funny feeling. But it's things like that are really cool, that when you're part of this group of people who've been part of Kevin Smith's films, you kind of do become friends. Joey Lauren Adams, another wonderful and brilliant woman who I've stayed in touch with over the years as well.
You bring up your passion and your love for theater. What can you say about how that's grown over time and maybe spun off into different things for you or different ideas that you have?
Yeah, I don't do it enough lately, which I wish I could do more of. I'm just doing a lot more films these days, but it's definitely amazing that that's the core of any actor. I always give young actors that advice, is to do theater first. It gives you that core skill set that you're going to need on a film set. Memorization, once again, you need to memorize an entire script before you can stand on a stage, and that's a good skill set to have on a film set, even though you might be waiting around for 2 hours before they bring you up in front of camera, and then you're only on camera for maybe 5 minutes before they stop, and 2 hours till the next take or whatever, next angle or whatever it is. And you got to know how to build the arc of the character from beginning to end. You may not shoot on a film set the beginning of the film the first thing you do. You might shoot the middle of the film because that's the location is only available in the beginning of the shoot, and then you get back to the beginning. So as an actor, you got to know emotionally where you are in the character's development, stuff like that. So I always say do theater to start with. It's a good skill set to learn.
From the beginning to where you are now, when you are doing those things, shooting a movie in pieces and shooting the middle and then the beginning, have you found that you've learned some things and gathered some things along the way that maybe you didn't have in your tool chest in the beginning?
Oh, no. I mean, every single production is a learning. There's a huge learning curve no matter what. I'm always learning something on different productions. And it doesn't matter if it's film or television or back to stage. There are still, depending on the directors that you're working with, depending on the cast members you're working with, you know, watching, you know, people like Alan Rickman on Dogma work was just like, holy crap, or working with George Carlin, or just seeing how the growth of Jason Lee went when he was on from Mallrats all the way to My Name is Earl, and then he came back and did a cameo in Clerks 2. It's awesome, the lessons you can learn from other actors. And you inspire and encourage, and, you know, I had a rough day once on the set of Dogma, and Alan Rickman's like, ah, don't worry, mate, it happens to all of us. And I was just like, holy crap, you know. Hans Gruber just gave me some encouraging words.
Clerks 1, Clerks 2, and obviously the future with Clerks 3. How excited are you that you'll be back at it?
Oh, well, I've had that script in my possession for Clerks 3 for about a year and a half, and it's almost like buying someone you love their Christmas gift in February. Like, you just can't wait to give it to them, but you have to wait all those months before you get their reaction. That's kind of the feeling I am waiting for that. As far as Mallrats, the TV series, I haven't been given a script yet about that, so I don't know who I'm playing or what's the storyline at all. All I know is it went from a full-length feature to a 10-part miniseries, so I'm going to have to see how much he's written.